Lake Louise. Rainfall has slowed the spread of a lightning-sparked wildfire south of Hector Lake near Lake Louise. Officials say the fire was reported on July 24 after it was visible from the Icefields Parkway, but stress there is no threat to public safety or infrastructure at this time and no that to the communities of Lake Louise or Banff. They say while there is no current threat to public safety, now is the time to be prepared as situations are dynamic and can change easily. It has taken approximately 10 to 15 millimeters of rain, states Parks Canada in a news release. The fire is estimated as 6 hectares and has seen no fire growth since yesterday. While heavy smoke and ash blanket the Bow Valley from several out-of-control wildfires in British Columbia and Alberta, there are currently no other wildfires in Banff National Park. The current danger is rated as extreme in the mountain national parks. On Wednesday evening, one of the owners of the lodge at Bow Lake, located about 15 kilometers away from Hector Lake, said some of the hotel staff reported the fire at Hector Lake to Parks Canada Wednesday morning, and they actioned it very quickly. No words on evacuation, and from reports from staff traveling the highway, it appears to have been extinguished or at least no visible signs of fire, owner Bruce Miller told The Outlook. Parks Canada is also fighting a fire on the mountain above Sinclair Canyon in Kootenay National Park. A helicopter has been bucketing water on this fire, which has been visible from the village of Radium Hot Springs. Parks Canada notes. You can report any wildfires, illegal campfires or suspicious smoke to Parks Canada Emergency Dispatch. 403-762-4506. Do not call dispatch for updates on wildfires. This reduces resources for emergency events. Updates are provided through Banff National Park Facebook page as new information of note is available. You can sign up for Voyant Alert for emergency information in Banff National Park. https://voyant-alert.com/community/registration. If smoke increases from wildfires burning in BC and Alberta, the public, especially those with respiratory issues, should monitor the Air Quality Index on Environment Canada's website, https://weather.gc.ca/closing.